This is Arnie Peterson from Awareness and Health, and this hypnosis audio is on how to let go of stress and anxiety. Make sure to find a really comfortable and safe place where you can sit back or lie down for the duration of this audio, making sure that you can do so with your eyes closed. And do not drive or ride bicycles or operate machinery while listening to this. So to start with, just relaxing back in that comfortable place. Whether you're sitting down, or whether you're lying back, lying down, the place you found is a perfect place that you know that you can spend this time just for you. So now just take in a few breaths, follow your breathing. Breathing in and letting go. We're going to call this your center, the heart of the matter, right in the middle of your chest, bringing your attention inward, feeling your breathing sensations, just breathing in and then breathing out, just allowing yourself to be in this moment. Knowing that all of the things you do in life right now, you don't have to do anything because this time is for you. And now just getting a sense of your breathing, feeling your center. Now allow your awareness to drift off to the left-hand side. Just getting a sense of what's over there in the room, wherever you are. Getting a sense, letting your mind build its imagination, or remembering what's over there. Whether you see images, or this is just getting a sense of what's over there, or a thought, or a knowing. Building that in your mind over to the left-hand side. And then, just noticing your breathing. Breathing out and letting go, and letting that side of the room go, bringing your awareness back into your center. And every time you come back into your breathing, this is going to help you relax and feel a calm energy. Just feeling the inner felt sensations, noticing the cycle of breathing. There's breathing in, the life force energy, the air. And when your body does what it needs with it, it simply just lets go of the rest. Just letting go, breathing out. And your body makes room for the next breath. You can't bring in a new breath until you let go of the breath you're on. So you see, in every breath, there's a cycle of letting go. To invite in and make space for the new. And this will help you let go of stress and anxiety by grounding yourself into your breathing. Because wherever you go, there you are. Your breathing's right there with you. Now allowing your awareness, your attention to drift off to the right-hand side. Getting a sense of what's over there. Perhaps remembering exactly what's over there in your mind, or maybe just imagining, letting your mind create an idea of what's over there all on its own. And then, just breathing in, and then letting go. Letting the right-hand side of the room just go from your awareness, coming back inside, into your center. Grounding back into your breathing. And as you connect inward with your breathing each time, you find yourself relaxing a little deeper. You'll find that this session will just help you flow into a more relaxed state of mind. And in a little while, we're going to do a countdown from 10 all the way down to 1. When you reach 1, you'll just find yourself in that hypnosis state, that theta brainwave state where your mind is just very relaxed and you're kind of in a daydreamy place. Your imagination is wide open. Now, sending your awareness behind you, getting a sense of what's behind you in the room, or wherever you are. Letting your mind create an image or an idea of getting a sense of what's behind you. Just feeling that for a moment, experiencing that for a moment. And then, just taking in a slow, deep breath. And letting go. Letting go of everything behind you. Bringing your awareness back into the moment, into your center. Breathing in and just breathing out and noticing that simple life cycle of breathing. Feeling the breathing sensations. Air moving down your windpipe. Breathing in your mouth through your nose. Just feeling that feeling of the air moving in and moving out. Allowing the music to just relax you a little more relaxed. Feeling a little deeper, a little more relaxed within your center. Now, sending your awareness in front of you. Getting a sense of what's over there, letting your mind perhaps create an image or an idea. When you get a sense of what's over there in front of you, just letting go. Bringing your awareness back into your center so that you know exactly where you are in relation to everything else in the room. Feeling your breathing. From that centered place. Now, any sounds you hear off in the distance, just getting a sense of them, just hearing whatever sounds there are, maybe it's really quiet, or maybe there are sounds off in the background that you can hear. But knowing the place that you picked, it's a place that you feel comfortable in. So these are just normal sounds you would expect, hearing the sounds and knowing that if there are any sounds that are letting you know that there's something urgent to attend to, you'll be able to do so very easily. You'll be able to come out of the session and resume the session at another time. But for now, if things are safe, you're able to just relax, hearing the sounds, knowing that everything's good right now. Breathing inwards into your center, almost breathing in this music and the sound of my voice, just feeling your center, hearing the music, hearing my voice from that centered place. And in a little bit, I'm going to start the countdown. And with that, you're going to find yourself just relaxing even more, because this music is designed to just help you relax. Help your thinking mind just drift off and knowing that there's no right or wrong way to do a hypnosis session. Just allowing yourself to be free to experience it in whatever way you experience it, that's perfectly fine. Whether you listen word for word, or whether you allow yourself to drift off, it's perfectly fine. Now starting with the first number, number 10. And with that number, notice the top of your head. Just notice the feeling sensations. Noticing your head if you're lying back, or if you're leaning back in a chair. Just notice the feeling sensations. your awareness of that part of your body. And a big part of letting go of stress and anxiety is simply allowing what we're feeling in the moment, because stress and anxiety are created from resistance to life. Resisting what's happening, resisting what we're feeling, things not going perhaps the way we'd like them to go. Or we want to let go of thoughts that don't feel good. So when we're in the moment and we're fully present with our body feelings and our body awareness and our body sensations, we're in a very grounded place that allows us to just be here, experiencing life right now, allowing and accepting. And that lets go of the hold of stress. Allowing, just feeling the sensations at the top of your head and allowing your awareness to go back into your center. Just feeling your breathing, that cycle of breathing in, that cycle of breathing out. One full breathing cycle. When you breathe out, it makes space for the new breath. And you can't bring in the new breath until you've let go of the old breath. There just isn't room yet. So knowing life is the same way. When we're holding on to stresses and tensions and thoughts and ideas, we're resisting life. When we're holding on to things in the past, we're resisting life as it is. So practicing experiencing life as it is now will help let go of the tension, the resistance that holds on to the past, that holds on to judgments, and allowing you to learn how to just be with your body, being in the moment, accepting life now. With number 9, noticing the back of your head and noticing your neck. Imagine just breathing into your neck muscles, just observing what they're feeling like, observing the energy, just being with them. And as you breathe, knowing that that natural cycle of breathing in and letting go of the old, making space for the new, and breathing in the new, letting go of the old. Noticing your neck muscles, imagine breathing into them, breathing in the new, letting go of the old. Just experiencing what you're feeling, the inner felt sensations in your neck muscles. Allowing what you're feeling, not trying to change anything, but just observing, witnessing, allowing, experiencing what you're feeling. This will allow any tension in your neck to let go, because there's nothing to hold it there, because there's no resistance to what you're feeling, by just allowing. Number 8. Down a little deeper from your neck muscles towards your shoulders. Just feeling those muscles along the way, observing them, witnessing them, just feeling them, experiencing them, allowing them, embracing them, knowing that this is just life. Emotion, when we allow ourselves to accept and experience the emotion from the moment, we're allowing life. And stress simply lets go. There's nothing to be stressed about when we're allowing life, because we're not resisting life. So just allowing your inner felt sensations to be there. Emotion, energy in motion. Life happens in the moment. Our body simply experiences life through our senses. And as we experience life, we experience it through our feelings, starting with our body sensations and the sounds and the smells. And the feelings inward, just feeling your body, energy in motion. Energy is moving through your body. You're experiencing life through your body sensations. So when you practice this simple awareness practice of what you're being guided through now, You're practicing allowing, accepting life. This will allow your body to let go of any stress and tension. Number 7, noticing your shoulders. Just feeling the energy there a little deeper. Allowing, accepting the feelings. Noticing the feelings of your shoulders. Just allowing what's there. Going into your center, into your breathing. Feeling that natural flow. Following the rhythm cycle of breathing in and breathing out. Just witnessing life, filling your lungs, your body doing what it needs with it, and then letting go of whatever it doesn't need. Everything it doesn't need from a few moments ago in the past. So on number 6, moving from your shoulders down your arms, feeling the weight of your arms just relaxed. Knowing you're not having to do anything right now, you're just here, you're just aware. Just allowing yourself to go in a relaxed state. Feeling your hands and going a little deeper. Number 5. A little deeper down, you'll find that perfect place where my voice will be off in the background. And even if you drift off, I repeat things over and over many times, so as you drift back in, you'll pick things back up. And every time you listen to this, you'll hear new parts. They'll help you more and more each time. Now, noticing your back. Feeling your breathing. Noticing your upper torso, your middle torso, and on number 4, your lower torso. A little more calmness and relaxation moving inwards, and if at any time you would like to go a little deeper, just imagine breathing in calmness from the room. Every time you breathe in, this calmness will help you relax a little more. And as you relax, your awareness moves deeper, deeper inward, feeling your inner body sensations helping you be here. Allowing what you feel, allowing the moment. And when you're present in the moment, the past isn't affecting you. And on number 3, lower down, noticing your lower torso. Noticing your legs. Just noticing your leg muscles not having to do anything right now, so they're just relaxed. And then noticing your knees, a little more relaxed on number 2. Feeling your body awareness. Noticing that you're not needing to do anything now, so it feels nice to just relax and give this time for yourself. Self-care is important, and it's a very big part of living a stress-free life. Living a life where we're feeling comfortable and calm, filled with energy and excitement for the day. Number 1, all the way down to the bottom of your feet. You're just here. You're just aware there's a part of you hearing me. The music is relaxing you more and more. And at one point in our lives, perhaps when we were younger, maybe we weren't supported in all of the ways we need it. And if we were to look at stress and anxiety and wonder where did it come from, usually it came from our childhood or in the past, where we didn't get all of our needs met. So you'll find yourself just contemplating, what is it you needed in your childhood when you were growing up that you didn't get? Did you get enough attention, affection, appreciation, acknowledgement, acceptance? Because these are all things that you can give yourself now. And if we're wanting to move somewhere in life, achieve some goal, or just feel really good about ourselves, we need a good foundation to support that. We need a foundation of homeostasis. But if we don't get our needs met, if we grew up not being able to express who we were, being told how to feel, if we had things taken away from us, told how to do them, unrealistic expectations perhaps, or maybe we had needs and those needs didn't go over well, and so we tried to push our needs away, trying to be perfect, trying to fit in, trying not to be seen. All of these things that we did, these coping mechanisms, whatever makes sense to you, whatever you remember. Some people don't feel good enough about themselves. Some people don't feel worthy, not good enough, not worth enough. And so when we don't feel good enough, that's where stresses and anxieties build in life. Because fears build up, fears to put ourselves out there. Because putting ourselves out there means we're going to be in front of experiences and people, and we might feel some of these old emotions from the past. I'm not feeling good enough, not feeling worthy, having to be perfect, having to wear a mask. And so allowing yourself to be here now and accepting who you are, acknowledging yourself, your inner body, feeling sensations, accepting them, allowing them, encouraging them, appreciating them. You're giving yourself the love and attention that you needed when you were younger. And stress and anxiety really just build up from resistance of life. And when we were younger, if we didn't get our needs met, or if we felt that whatever we were feeling was too much and we weren't supported through it, what happens is the subconscious mind creates a coping mechanism. It disconnects us from the feelings that we're not able to move through. It dissociates us, it disconnects us. So we end up living through life, sort of putting on this mask, pushing away certain feelings, going into these automatic behaviors. And over time, if they've built up, we might get used to pushing away certain kinds of feelings. And when things happen in life that stretch us out of our comfort zone, that trigger those old unresolved feelings, it simply triggers the coping mechanism. But if life is safe now, if you have the freedom to be able to make your own choices on how you want to feel, you get to choose how you want to feel. You can look around life and assess, do I really need those old behaviors anymore, those old coping survival systems? And all you have to do, you just go into your awareness practice, go into your breathing, and let yourself know, I want to feel good. I want to let go of the stress and anxiety. And go into your breathing. Feel your breathing. Just be in the moment, feeling your breathing. And if you feel any stress or anxiety, bring it into your awareness practice. Go into your breathing. Make sure you're safe. Look around and assess the situation. Okay, I'm in a safe place. Making sure you're safe there. And assessing how you feel on a scale of 1 to 10. Because if you feel a lot of anxiety or stress, maybe you're feeling a 5 or 6 or 7 or an 8 or a high level of anxiety or a high level of stress. But then look around and assess, is there any threat to your survival or your well-being in that moment? Is there anything threatening your well-being? And if you look around and you see the truth and you assess that there's really no threat your well-being in that moment, the number might be a 0 or a 1. So compare that with the emotional state of the stress and anxiety. And if there's a big gap between the numbers, if you're feeling a high stress level like a 7 or an 8 or a 9, but you assess that it's actually safe in the environment, then you know it's just a perceived fear. It's an old program kicking on. It's turning on fight or flight. So then you can go into your breathing and follow your breathing through slow and deep breaths. Our breathing is the bridge to our subconscious mind, and that's where our survival systems are. So we only breathe in a calm state when it's safe. So when we've assessed that it's safe, but we're feeling a high charge of stress or anxiety, when we go into our breathing and slowly breathe in slow, deep breaths, breathing in and breathing out, letting ourselves know it's safe. It's safe. And we're sending the message into our subconscious mind through our breathing. Because we're slowing down our breathing, breathing in calm and relaxed breaths. That tells our subconscious mind that things are safe, and it turns off fight or flight. And it recalibrates. Over time with practice, this will recalibrate that fight or flight response to be more accurate, to be more appropriate to what's going on in the immediate moment. That foundation, the more you practice, going into your center, following your breathing, feeling the inner felt sensations in your body, allowing your body to resume its natural state of homeostasis. Just being aware, breathing, feeling your body sensations, calming your body down. It turns off fight or flight, and it reboots homeostasis. And the more you do this, the more you'll get used to what homeostasis feels like. And you might have thoughts come in that try and convince you, or you might find challenging feelings or emotions come up. But just know, if you've spent a lot of years pushing emotions away, that you're just not used to those feelings and emotions. But know and trust that your body is designed to feel. So ground yourself back into your body. Energy flows where attention goes. So when you're focusing into your body inwards, your energy returns to your body. And stress and anxiety can be very draining when we're in our thoughts and worries and fears. We're stuck in negative thoughts when we're projecting judgments and worries and fears out into the future, when we're building up ideas in our head about what's going to happen that's bad, and we're trying to plan our day based around our fears. That takes a lot of energy out of our body. Our thoughts, our fears drain our body's energy. But when we come back into our body, connect with our breathing, we're placing our energy and our awareness inwards. We're recalibrating homeostasis. We're turning off fight or flight when it's not needed, and knowing that it's there when there's a real threat. But when there isn't, when you've assessed it's safe, go into your breathing. Feel your inner body sensations. Slowly breathing deep diaphragm breaths all the way down. Slowly letting go, feeling your body sensations, allowing them, embracing them, feeling them. Because when you allow your inner environment and all of your inner felt sensations and your emotions, now you're accepting life in the moment. You're accepting yourself. You're giving yourself attention, appreciating yourself. Giving yourself attention, affection, acknowledging yourself. Spending time talking to yourself, telling yourself you matter. And you're doing this work because you want to feel good and you care about your life. So the more you go in and accept, acknowledge, experience your body sensations, the more you're saying yes to yourself, the more you'll be feeling confident. Self-esteem will build, and as you're allowing yourself to just be in what you're feeling, allowing it, accepting it, it lets go of stress and anxiety. There's actually nothing for it to hold on to then, because there's no resistance. And then when you look out into life, whatever happens, you'll be more willing to step out of your comfort zone, because that's where change happens. If we want our life to change, we need to be willing to change. That requires us to step out of what we're used to, stepping out of our comfort zone in the new. That will allow you to feel the new feelings and sensations of relaxation and calmness and confidence that you can be with what you feel. Even if what you're feeling is a lot, you'll be able to be with it, trusting your body has the full capacity to feel. It's designed to do that. Breathing in and breathing out, feeling your inner body's felt sensations, allowing flow and ease, the energy of life, the emotion of life, energy moving through you, emotion, energy and motion moving through your senses. That'll help you in life. So if anything happens, once you've built this practice and you practice in a calm state, you'll have the program there, the new pattern, the new behavior, so that you'll be able to pull yourself back into your center. Practicing, breathing, feeling, allowing what you feel. You'll be able to move through whatever feelings and emotions come up through any new steps you take in any direction in life of wanting to achieve new goals. Building that foundation of homeostasis and knowing that self-care is important. Building that foundation every day, whenever you want to practice connecting to your body, practicing regularly with this awareness practice, being aware of what you feel, practicing accepting and allowing, opening up to feel comfortable in life, being okay with whatever happens in life, comes from being okay with what you're feeling in your body. Feeling this feeling in your body of just being relaxed, hearing the music, hearing my voice, and knowing that whenever you practice, the better you'll get and the easier it'll get. Breathing through your body feelings that will fill your body with more energy, more enthusiasm, more enjoyment. You'll find you'll even sleep better. You'll have more energy for all of your body's main body functions, all your body's main systems. Your immune system will work better because there'll be more energy. Your mind will be clearer. Your creative mind will support you. You feel your feelings guiding you more with flow, and intuition will guide you more clearly. So now I'm going to bring you out of this session. Now when you come out, you're going to feel rejuvenated and recharged. And I'm going to do a count from 1 up to 5. And when you reach number 5, you'll find yourself fully awake and alert. And with number 1, when you sleep tonight, a very deep and restful sleep, whenever you choose to go to sleep, your conscious mind and subconscious mind will be integrating these changes even more than they're already integrated now. And on number 2, you'll start seeing signs that your subconscious mind has received these suggestions and is using them to benefit you to achieve your goals of feeling better, feeling more relaxed and calm in life. And number 3, feeling your body. Each time you listen to this, you'll experience more of the feeling of your natural state, relaxation and calmness, of homeostasis. The more you practice your awareness practice, going into your center, feeling your breathing, allowing and accepting your body sensations, the easier it'll get. And number 4, now, the music now is starting to get lower and lower. The music now is turning down, and the music is turning off. Getting ready to come back into the room as my voice is changing a little bit now, coming back a little bit more, a little bit more. If you need to drive after this session, you'll be able to do so safely, alertly, able to get wherever you need to go. And on number five, coming back, fully awake, fully alert, able to go about the rest of your day or evening.